بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. وعن أبي إسحاق سعد بن أبي وقاص مالك بن أهيب بن عبد مناف بن زهرة بن كلاب بن مرة بن كعب بن لؤي القرشي الزهري رضي الله تعالى عنه أحد العشرة المشهود لهم بالجنة قال: جاءني رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم يعودني عام حجة الوداع من وجع اشتد بي، فقلت: يا رسول الله، إني قد بلغ بي من الوجع ما ترى، وأنا ذو مال ولا يرثني إلا ابنة لي، أفأتصدق بثلثي مالي؟ قال: لا. قلت: فالشطر يا رسول الله؟ فقال: لا. قلت: فالثلث يا رسول الله؟ قال: الثلث والثلث كثير أو كبير، إنك إن تذر ورثتك أغنياء خير من أن تذرهم عالة يتكففون الناس، وإنك لن تنفق نفقة تبتغي بها وجه الله إلا أجرت عليها حتى ما تجعل في امرتك. قال: قلت: يا رسول الله، أخلف بعد أصحابي؟ قال: إنك لن تخلف فتعمل عملا تبتغي به وجه الله إلا ازدد به درجة ورفعة، ولعلك أن تخلف حتى ينتفع بك أقوام ويضر بك آخرون. اللهم أمضي لأصحابي هجرتهم ولا تردهم على عقابهم. لكن البائس سعد بن خولة يرثي له رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم أن مات بمكة. متفق عليه. In this hadith of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam narrated by Sa'ad bin Abi Waqas radiyallahu ta'ala an, a very great sahabi, he was one of the Ashara Mubashara. Ashara Mubashara are those 10 sahaba radiyallahu anhum ajma'in whom Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam declared that they are jannatis, they will enter Jannah in one gathering. So in one gathering he said Abu Bakr in fil Jannah, Umar fil Jannah, Uthman fil Jannah, Ali fil Jannah, like that Sa'ad bin Abi Waqas in Jannah. So 10 Sahaba, they are known as Al-Ashara Al-Mubashara. Like that, all the Sahaba were given glad tidings of entering to paradise. And there are other instances also where particular individuals, Sahaba were given the glad tidings that they shall enter Jannah. But in this particular one, in one gathering, Nabiya Kareem mentioned these 10 Sahaba's name. And Sa'ad bin Abi Waqas radiallahu ta'ala is amongst them. He is known as Mustajabu Da'wat. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam made special dua, Allahumma ajib da'wata. Ya Allah, accept his du'as. So Sa'ad bin Abi Waqas radiallahu ta'ala says that once Rasulullah came to me to visit me during the period of Hajjatul Wada' or Wida', the farewell pilgrimage. And we know it's a very lengthy incident in the books of Sirah. We read it in time of Hajj, we discuss it. Where Rasulullah gave the beautiful farewell pilgrimage. It was his last pilgrimage. It's known as Hajjatul Balagh also. In that pilgrimage, he mentioned to all those who were present there that they must pass on the message to those who were absent. فَلْيُبَلِّغِ الشَّاهِدُ مِنْكُمْ الْغَائِبَ. And then he had mentioned, have I conveyed my message to you, O my Sahaba? هَلْ بَلَّغْتُ? All of them said, yes, Ya Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Then Nabiya Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, اللهم شهد ثلاثاً, three times. Oh Allah, you bear witness that I have conveyed my message. So Hajjatul Wada', farewell pilgrimage. Hajjatul Balagh, it is a pilgrimage known as where Rasul had conveyed the message, and he made the Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala witness to this when he had asked the Sahaba if he conveyed the message or not. So during that time, remember, Sahaba left Makkah and they made Hijrah to Medina. Now they come back to Makkah to perform the pilgrimage. So this is a scenario. And during these days, Sa'ad bin Abi Waqas radiallahu anhu becomes extremely sick. So when he is sick, the ulama and the shariheen, the commentators explain that he was almost at that time felt that he is passing away. He was so ill. So during the sickness, Rasulullah comes to visit him. From this we understand when somebody is sick, it is sunnah to go and visit the person. So he says, Ya Rasulullah, inni qad balagha bi min al-waj'i ma tara. Ya Rasulullah, you can see how ill I am. The pain I'm going through. And wa ana dhu malin, Allah has given me plenty full of wealth. I'm rich, I have sufficient wealth, I'm wealthy. Wa la yarithuni illa ibnatun li. I have only one daughter as my heir. No other children. At that time, at that stage, he had no other heirs. Just his one daughter. Later on, he married and he had married again and he had more children. But at this point, he only had one daughter. So he expresses a desire at that time. He says, Ya Rasulullah, أَفَأَتَصَدَّقُ بِثُلُثَيْ مَالِي Can I give two-thirds of my wealth away, away in charity? Two-thirds of his entire possession, he wanted to give that in charity. Rasulullah said, La, no, no. So I said, okay, half my wealth? Nabi Kareem said, no, not even half your wealth. Then he says, okay, one-third of my wealth? The narrator says, Rasulullah said, either he used the word kathir or kabir, even one-third, okay, it's okay, but it is a lot. It is quite a huge sum. But Nabi Kareem gave him the permission to give one-third of his, to bequeath one-third of his wealth. In other words, when you have wealth, then your heirs, they receive as inheritance from your wealth, but one-third of your wealth you are allowed to bequeath in your lifetime, time that after my demise, certain person must get one-third or part of my wealth, which maximum can reach one-third. However, that person who is going to receive the one-third, he cannot be your heir. He cannot be your heir. So besides an heir, one-third of your wealth you can bequeath. So Rasulullah gave him permission to do so. Then Nabi Kareem advises him. And he says, that you leave your heirs wealthy. Wealthy meaning sufficient, having sufficient means to live, at least immediately when you pass away. خَيْرٌ It is better, مِنْ أَنْتَذَرَهُمْ That you leave them, عَلَةً Poor, يَتَكَفَّفُونَ النَّاسِ Stretching their hands out towards people and begging from people. Rasulullah explaining, you've got wealth, so leave for your family, leave for your children, leave for your heirs. By leaving money for them, just sufficient amount for them to be able to endure the remaining days, or at least immediately when you pass away, that it doesn't tantamount to hoarding wealth. Rasulullah encourages us to leave sufficient amount of wealth for our family and children. One should not distribute all his wealth and give the entire part in charity, not even two-thirds, not even half. Yes, one-third extra you can give away, the rest you leave for your heirs. So Rasulullah says it is better that you leave them sufficiently, having sufficient amount of funds, rather than them begging from people. Then Rasulullah mentions, وَإِنَّكَ لَن تُنْفِقَ نَفَقَةً تَبْتَغِي بِهَا وَجْهَ اللَّهِ You will never spend anything, whatever it may be, with the intention of pleasing Allah, إِلَّا أُجِرْتَ عَلَيْهَا Except that you will be rewarded for it. So whatever you do, whatever you spend, and your intention is solely to please Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and that's the entire chapter we're discussing, sincerity of intention. Imam Nawawi rahmatullah brought this particular hadith to explain again, that whatever action we do, if we do it solely for the pleasure of Allah, we will get reward for it. To such an extent, Rasulullah explains, something for us to listen as husbands. حَتَّى مَا تَجْعَلُ فِي مُرْآتِكَ Even that one morsel of food that you place in the mouth of your wife, husband and wife are sitting and eating, and the husband places one morsel of food into the mouth of his wife, at that point he does it to please Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, even then he gets reward. Then Sa'ad bin Abi Waqas radiallahu anhu was very concerned that perhaps he's going to pass away now, and Sahaba will continue, they'll go back to Madina Munawwara, and he will die here in Makkah. And he says, Ya Rasulullah, أُخَلَّفُ بَعْدَ أَصْحَابِي Will I remain behind now? All of you will go away to Madina Munawwara, and perhaps I'll remain in Makkah. What is his main fear? That I made hijrah from Makkah to Madina. I came back because of Hajjatul Wida. It must not happen that I pass away here, I remain behind, I'm so ill, and I've remained in Makkah, and the rest of the Sahaba are all gone back to Madina Munawwara, and they get the complete full sawab of the hijrat. He was worried that this reward of his hijrat must not be diminished in any way. It must not be lost by coming back to Makkah and remaining in Makkah. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam tells him, إِنَّكَ لَن تُخَلَّفَ You will never remain behind, and that you do any good action seeking the pleasure of Allah again, except that you will increase in rank and in position. Because of your sincerity, Allah will increase you in rank and sawab. However, listen, وَلَعَلَّكَ أَن تُخَلَّفَ Yes, perhaps you will remain behind, not in Makkah, But you remain behind in this world after your companions leave this world. In other words, you will have a long lifespan in this world. This is what the meaning is. You will remain for a longer period, more than your companions and your friends, to such an extent, حَتَّى يَنْتَفِعَ بِكَ أَقْوَامٌ وَيُضَرَّ بِكَ آخَرُونَ, that an entire group of people will gain benefit through you, and some people will get harm through you. Ulama explained that he was responsible of conquering Iraq. It was a jihad that took place. And through him, the Muslims were victorious. And all those people, the Muslims were victorious, and they gained benefit through him. They got the spoils of war. And the fight was against the enemy, the disbelievers. And of course, they lost their lives in that battle, and they obviously got harmed through Sa'd bin Abi Waqqas radiallahu anhu. And of course, this was for a good cause. Allahumma amdi li ashabi hijratahum. Nabi Kareem sallallahu alaihi wasallam makes a special dua. Oh Allah, let the hijrah, the migration of my companions be complete. Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam made dua that the sahaba who came back to Makkah, they must complete the hijrah, they must not remain in Makkah. And then he laments of a particular sahabi by the name of Sa'd bin Khawla. Nabi Kareem mentioned, وَلَا تُرَدُّهُمْ عَلَىٰ أَقَابِهِمْ. Ya Allah, don't make them come back. Turn on the heels and leave Medina. Let them remain there. And then he says, but how sad it was for Sa'd bin Khawla radiallahu ta'ala. Nabi Kareem lamented over him that he was unfortunate. Ulama explained that Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam laments over him because he passed away in Makkah. Some say that he never made the hijrah from Makkah to Medina. So he lived in Makkah, passed away in Makkah. He did not get the sawab of hijrah with Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Some say he made hijrah to Medina, or he participated in Badr and he came back to Makkah, lived in Makkah and passed away. Some say he went to Abyssinia and came back to Makkah. So he did not make the hijrah. Rasulullah SAW expressed his lament over Sa'd bin Khawla radiallahu ta'ala from this hadith. These are the important points we learn, but most essentially is that our actions should be purely for the sake of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, for us to gain complete full reward. Even it may seem very minute to us, that putting a morsel of food in somebody's, in your wife's mouth, but if your intention is to please Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, then too you will be rewarded. May Allah give us tawfiq and hidayah to make amal. Wa akhiru da'wana alhamdulillahi rabbil alamin.